not guilty plea entered in court by a Plain Township man charged in a deadly Canton crash. 34-year-old Garth Haynes arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on charges including vehicular manslaughter and two misdemeanors. Pre-trial hearing now set for May 12th. The case stems from a November 10th collision on Cherry Avenue Southeast that killed Canton Police Officer Dave Wolgamott of Dover. Investigators say Haynes' pickup truck spun on an icy road and into the path of Wolgamott's vehicle. Tuesday's election includes several contested races. Democratic voters will decide contests for the 29th and 31st District State Central Committee, along with the Common Pleas Court race between Jennifer Fitz and Kristen Moore. There are also contested Democratic primaries in the 49th, 50th, and 51st state representative districts. Republican voters will choose candidates in the 48th District State Representative race, 29th District Central Committee, and the 5th District Court of Appeals. County races include a commissioner contest between incumbent Alan Harold and challenger Joe Schultz, and an auditor race featuring incumbent Angela Kinsey and Scott Svob. A countywide starter levy would raise the sales tax from 6.5% to 6.6%. School levies are on the ballot in the Canton Local and Louisville districts. A bond issue would pay to build three new elementary schools in Plain Local. An arrest warrant issued in a fatal shooting in Canton. 33-year-old Ashad Carlisle was charged Friday with aggravated murder and discharging a firearm near a prohibited premises. Police found 51-year-old Richard Statz with a gunshot wound to the head April 19th in his apartment near Tuscarawas Street West and Broad Avenue. He died 2 days later. Man scheduled for arraignment in Canton Municipal Court today in a child abuse case. 22-year-old Hayden Davis of Plain Township arrested Friday and faces felony charges, including felonious assault, endangering children, and strangulation. Also charged with a misdemeanor domestic violence count. According to the Starr County Sheriff's Office, Davis assaulted his two-month-old son earlier that day. The boy suffered injuries that required hospitalization. Police say a motorcyclist was seriously injured after crashing in Perry Township. 49-year-old Sean Drake of Canton was traveling east on Hankins Street Northwest just before 5:30 Sunday afternoon when he went into a curve, lost control, and went off the road near Brookwood Street. He was thrown from the motorcycle. Police say Drake was not wearing a helmet. Was taken to Mercy Hospital for treatment. Speed believed to be a factor in the crash. Canton man scheduled for arraignment today in Massillon Municipal Court following his arrest in a weapons case. 18-year-old Landon McCalla faces multiple felony and misdemeanor charges, including aggravated trespass, tampering with evidence, and inducing panic. They stem from a Friday incident at a fast food restaurant on the 4600 block of West Tuscarawas Street in Perry Township. Police say he pointed a gun at an Arby's employee, forcing an evacuation. McCalla was also allegedly intoxicated and later hid a sawed-off shotgun. Alliance City Council taking up key issues tonight. Lawmakers will consider continuing a tax abatement agreement for the Alliance Ventures Mount Union Gateway project. Members will also vote on donating retired fire equipment to Stark State College. Consultants say Alliance is not ready to take over full-time 911 ambulance service, citing staffing shortages, high costs, and internal resistance. The report recommends keeping a contracted provider in place for now while improving coordination. President Todd Diacon says Kent State University is taking steps to close an $18 million budget shortfall for fiscal year 2027. The plan could eliminate up to 45 filled positions, with most affected employees expected to receive 90 days of pay. Officials say the cuts are driven by flat state funding, tuition caps, and enrollment challenges. University says we'll still invest in key programs while avoiding use of savings. Bomb threat shut down the Akron Zoo Sunday. Police say the call came in just before 11 a.m., leading to an evacuation as Akron police and fire crews responded. Authorities later determined the threat was not credible. The zoo planned to reopen today. Officials note similar bomb hoaxes have been reported at other zoos in recent days, including in Columbus and Toledo. Visitors who had tickets for Sunday can contact the zoo for refunds or to reschedule. May court date set in the case of a Niles truck driver charged in a fatal West Township crash. 39-year-old Michael Schuring facing aggravated vehicular homicide charges in connection with a November crash on Route 172. Investigators say his tanker truck went off the road, overcorrected, and crossed the center line and struck an oncoming vehicle. 44-year-old Diane Llewellyn was killed. A teen pastor was injured. No one inside a Youngstown senior living complex was hurt after a vehicle crashed into the building Saturday night. Investigators say it went straight into turn, struck rocks, rolled over, and slammed into Glen Park Manor. Fire crews say the driver was taken to a hospital following the crash. Around 9:45, gas service to the building was shut off as a precaution. The cause of the crash remains unknown.